Addled, written by Stephen Dick and Chris Grady. Series 2, Episode 3, There's No You in Team.
How's your curry? Not too spicy?
Nope. Same as always.
That's what's so impressive about the Masala Palace. 8 years and it's still exactly the same.
Same staff, same decor, same menu.
We're even at the same table.
And they're playing the same music. We've been here 20 minutes. I feel like I've heard this song 3 times already. Honestly, what is their obsession with Sweet Child of Mine?
Sweet Child? That's Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, it isn't. Listen. Sweet Child of Mine. See?
Okay, Dawn. Everyone loves a good financial summary podcast, but maybe now and again, you could try listening to an album.
Whatever. I'm not the one getting paid for my musical choices here.
And neither are these guys. People don't come for the music. They come for curry. Curry is what they do.
How's your steak, Diane?
Hey, you know why I order this?
Because you tell me every time.
By ordering off the European menu, you're taking the chefs out of their comfort zone. So you know they're really going to pay attention to what they're doing.
On that logic, I'll get my next smear test done by a shoe salesman. Oh, it's starting again already. Right, look, don't be upset, honey. But next date night, how about we go somewhere, anywhere else?
But you love it here.
I hate it here. I only keep coming because I know you love the steak.
But I don't.
What?
I only order it because I keep thinking it can't be as bad as the first time I had it. And it always is.
So, you hate it here too?
Oh, with a passion. And you?
From the depths of my soul. Oh my God. We've been compromising once a month for 8 years on this awful place. And we were both miserable.
Miss Official, the only thing worse than the Masala Palace is compromise.
We've been more honest with each other about the bad stuff, but it goes for the good stuff too. Let's say what we want when we want it.
A toast to being upfront and honest, always.
Sorry to interrupt. Is everything okay with your meals?
Awful. Just awful.
And do you know what? It's always been awful too.
Tell me something I don't know.
Steak isn't meant to be runny. So, it turned out Dawn hated the Masala Palace as much as I did.
Can you believe we couldn't tell we were making each other miserable?
I've been less surprised.
Anyway, the upshot is...
No, I'm bored of this story now.
Francis! Thank you.
You see, it's actually very easy to say what you think.
Well, ignoring that spectacular rudeness, the upshot is we're going to be upfront and honest with each other about what we want. Forever.
That's an intriguing idea, Mark. I might do that too.
What? You're not going to compromise... with yourself?
Yeah. Or no. Maybe I'm already doing it.
You okay, Robbie? You seem more vacant than normal.
Who'd be normal? What aura, Robbie?
He watched Inception last night and it seems to have scrambled his mind like an egg.
A quail's egg. Are we going to set off on this ride then? Or would you all rather keep talking about how Dawn and Mark can add a bit of excitement into their lives?
Let's do the Mark and Dawn thing. We're always going for cycles.
We're a cycle club. I don't remember you lot being quite so interested when I split up with Kenny.
You said you didn't want to talk about it.
And I don't. I want to ride my bicycle.
Another Guns N' Roses classic?
I'm making you a playlist. This is ridiculous.
Come on, Francis. You're always saying the group's more harmonious when Mark and Dawn get along.
Fine. Let's all think about what the happy couple can do to kill time before the inevitable separation.
Oh, what about skydiving?
Oh, interesting.
No thanks. I've got a bucket list, but death is not on it.
Ironic, as your marriage is flatlining.
Oh, you could go and get a nice ice cream together.
Yeah. See, that's the sort of thing.
We're not pensioners, Sue.
Oh.
Clear. Beep, beep, beep.
Are you finished?
Beep. Time of death, now.
You're really not over Kenny yet, are you?
I don't want to talk about it.
What about a tough mother?
Yes. No. Amateur theatre?
No.
Marriage guidance?
Next.
Sue! Escape room!
Yes!
Matching tattoos! Cage fighting! Oh, you can adopt a horse!
Stop! An escape room actually sounds quite fun.
Yeah, I'm totally up for that. Good work, Robbie.
Yes, good work, Robbie.
At last! Okay, I'll book it now and then we can finally get pedalling.
Why would you be booking it?
It's a club idea. Agreed on club time. We're all involved.
Yes, team outing.
Team outing.
A team outing to our date night.
Very romantic.
And afterwards, we can all go for a nice meal to a place I had a dream about, the Masala Palace. Spooky.
Okay, here we go. This says, you are trapped in the tomb of the pharaohs, the burial ground of the ancient kings of Egypt.
Above a Greggs.
So if the door is locked, does that mean we are literally trapped in here?
That's the point of the game, Brennan. We're trapped and we need to solve the clues to escape.
But how are we going to escape?
Again, that's the point.
Answer the handsome man, Dawn. How? How?
Calm down, Brennan. Let's not use up all our oxygen in the first minute.
You can run out of oxygen. We need a stockpile.
Francis, you're very quiet. And whilst that's lovely, it's freaking me out a bit.
If you must know, I just saw Kenny going into the other escape room with our friends.
Ouch. So he won the breakup then?
It would seem so. Apparently they're going on eggheads together and fancied a little team bonding beforehand.
Oh, are you okay?
I will be. When we finish the escape room before them and rub it in Kenny's face.
Face rubbing, now you're talking.
Everyone start looking for clues.
Okay, but we'll do everything much quicker if we work as a team.
Ah, boring.
Guys, Brennan's gone a bit purple.
We're all gonna die in here.
You'll have to breathe out eventually.
No, I won't. Ah, oh, nuts.
Oh, no.
Sir? Well, not you as well.
No, I need a wee. And I mean really need.
I went before I left the house.
It's hard for me to go on my own, okay? I've got the opposite of a nervous bladder.
How does that work with cubicles?
Not well, Mark. Not well at all.
Come on, people. Kenny could be halfway done by now. Focus.
Robbie, if that water bottle's empty, give it to Sue.
Don't we need it for oxygen?
Oh, what's the point? We don't even know what we're looking for.
Whatever it is, find it quickly.
What about the sandpit? If there's a key in there, if we all look, we'll find it in no time.
Works for me. Don, help us.
No, we should be looking at that code on the wall there. Three wavy lines. What's that? Running water?
Please don't mention water. Let's just find the key.
No, wait. There is no key. It's a combination lock.
Don, we could use your help. And stop throwing sand around, Sue. It's not a letter tree.
We'll be soon.
Bunch of symbols. Rabbit, snake, sun, eagle. Get those in the right order on the lock, and then...
We're saved!
In your face, Kenny! In your face!
Dawn, the door! Have mercy!
Got the
club!
I did it!
Oh. Dawn's left me in here.
Forever.
Mildly inconvenient, but at least we won. You hear that, Kenny? I won!
I did it.
You had nothing to do with it. Oh, I see.
Everyone look away.
Actually, don't. Huddle round and it'll help me finish.
Mark, you've left the door open.
I feel more secure that way.
Mark's still upset with me for leaving you all in the escape room.
I'm not upset. The point of an escape room is to escape, and you did that. All by yourself.
In record time, which wouldn't have happened if I'd been scrambling around in the sandpit with you.
Especially with the tide coming in. Am I right, Sue?
Yes, and thanks for bringing that up every day since it happened.
£15 each. Makes you think. All you need is a room that can be locked, some clues, and bam, pure profit, minus costs.
Brennan, please don't turn this place into an escape room.
Why not? And I'll tell you one thing. I'll design it so she... can't escape by luck.
Bring it on. And Sue, bring a towel.
Everyone, over here, please. I have an amazing announcement.
They're making Inception 2.
Far more mind-bending.
They're not making Inception 2.
If I were to ask you, what's the best programme on television, what would you say?
Inception.
Not a film, a programme.
The Sopranos. Forget about it.
One that's on currently.
Peaky Blinders.
Like daytime TV.
Antiques Road Hunt.
Best quiz show.
Pointless.
Eggheads! It's eggheads! You've all ruined that for me!
Wait, so your important, urgent, emergency meeting was to announce that Eggheads is the best TV programme?
Well, it is! And what's more, we're going to be on it.
Is this to do with Kenny?
Things got a little heated with Kenny and his friends during my post-escape room victory dance. They laid down a challenge, which I accepted on everyone's behalf.
Well, you can't just walk onto Eggheads, can you?
You're thinking of eggshells.
Granted, there's usually a process, but What's the point in being in the gay mafia if you can't pop a horse's head in the odd BBC producer's king size?
So we're all going to be on TV?
Oh, this is brilliant, isn't it, Mark? Televised competition.
Theo's going to love seeing his teacher on the telly.
And his mum. The only thing better than winning is having it filmed and being able to watch it again and again and again. I want to play now.
Before we get too carried away, I did put all our names down, but...
Oh, Eggheads only has 5 on a team. There's 6 of us.
Ah, nuts.
So we've got an extra person.
We'll win easy.
Actually, we go as a team of 6, but one of our number will be a reserve. And as a group leader who needs this victory more than oxygen, I'll be deciding who that is.
Well, it better not be me.
Quiz shows can be highly pressurised environments, Brennan. Can you control your temper?
Why don't we step outside and find out, Chief?
In no particular order, the team will be as follows. Team Captain, Francis. No? I thought we might be doing applause, but that's fine.
Get on with it, Captain.
Next up is Sue, just in case there's any questions on Harry Potter.
His middle name is James. His favourite soup is French onion, and yes, it is for adults.
Joining Sue and myself, our next quizzer is Robbie.
Robbie? Really? Oh, what?
Robbie?
I have feelings, guys. But I'm just as confused as you.
Unlikely. However, the producer absolutely insists that Robbie's on the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Robbie's young and good-looking, and TV people are disgusting perverts who have learned nothing. We get it, Francis. Who else made the cut?
Relax, Don. I'm not going into the crucial second leg of this breakup battle without our most competitive member.
Oh, yeah. We'll teach him for putting his happiness first.
Which leaves us with a straight shootout between Brennan and Mark.
I'll get my gun.
Mark, you look puzzled.
Just dealing with the fact you've chosen Dawn above me in a quiz.
Hey!
Look, all I'm saying is, when it comes to general knowledge...
Let's find out if you're on the team before you give me a lecture.
This last choice was a tricky one.
Really? Between me, a literal educator, and Brennan, who's genuinely looking for a fictional gun.
Must have stashed it somewhere. Genius. But the answer is staring you in the face, Francis. Look at me. I'm box office, baby.
Yeah, that may be so, but there is the small problem that on Eggheads you have to go into a tiny enclosed isolation booth to answer your questions, and after the escape room...
Good luck on the show, Mark. Somebody open a window!
Hey, Theo. Dad helping with your homework?
No, we've made a general knowledge test for you.
Oh, here we go. Look, Mark, I didn't ask Francis to pick me, but obviously he believes in me more than you do.
Much more. Tell Mum what we're doing.
Capital cities, they can be tricky.
If you're a moron, let's go.
Question one, what's the capital of Wales?
Easy. I remember it because whales are like whales and swans swim in the sea. It's Swansea.
Wow. Theo, the answer is?
Cardiff.
That's wrong for a start. Give me a pen and I'll fix it.
Question two.
Capital of Canada?
Toronto.
Ottawa.
Shut up. Is this test out of a cereal packet?
We used an Atlas Dum-Dum.
You can go to your room right now. See what you did?
I'm helping you. We both want to be on TV.
I do more.
Yes, but your general knowledge from music to geography to anything you're not that interested in is atrocious.
Oh, yeah? Well, then how did I pass your little test?
You didn't. Swansea?
When I was at school, it was Swansea.
And that's the problem right there. Incredible confidence, no general knowledge. What's the capital of Brazil?
Rio de Janeiro.
Wow.
Don't you sarcastically wow me, Mr. Nichols.
OK, but for future reference, the capital of Brazil is Brasilia.
Yeah, right. And the capital of Wales is Walesia.
Wow! All right, Brennan, how's the escape room plans coming along?
I'm in the procurement stage. Invisible ink, ultraviolet lights, gorilla mask, laser pointers, 2,000 spiders, guillotine, panic button.
What's the theme?
Futuristic Wild West bike shop in outer space.
Niche.
Hi, Sue. Your hair looks nice.
Yeah? Is it a wig or...?
No, it's not a wig. Straighteners. Do you not think it makes me look clever?
It makes you look like you don't know how to use an iron.
Ignore them, Sue.
So you like it then?
No, but ignore me too.
Ah, good, you're all here. Now, on tonight's ride, we're going to test out the team's ability to answer questions under pressure, which Based on Kenny's sweaty response to being asked who's been texting you, will be their team's weakest point.
You hear that, Mark? More to this quiz game than knowing what language they speak in Bulgaria.
Which is, out of interest?
Shut up.
You guys go ahead. I'm going to stay here, work on clues for the escape room.
All right then, quizzers, let's saddle up and go, go, go!
Now, what rhymes with chainsaw?
All right, everyone. A quick and easy fastest finger first to warm us up. Who wrote the play Macbeth?
That's easy. It was...
Shakespeare.
You need to be quicker than that, Dawn.
I rang my bell, Mark.
Oh, did you? I mustn't have heard it.
How did you do that?
It's a truck. It's getting really close to us. What is up with this guy? Just go around.
This is the pressure I was telling you about. You each have 10 seconds to answer your individual question while my friend Hamish drives aggressively behind you in his articulated lorry, honking his big horn.
I don't like this.
Good. You can go first. What is the largest planet in the solar system?
I don't know.
Come on, Sue. You can do it.
Just think about the one it takes you the longest to draw.
Jupiter. It's Jupiter.
Jupiter.
That's...
Correct. Now... Robbie.
I don't even like eggs.
How many players would you find in a rugby league team?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
13 it is. Nice job. Mark, you ready?
Francis, this is so unsafe. How do you even know Hamish?
Grinder. Now, your question is, when did... I'll have to hurry you.
I didn't hear anything.
Not even that big horn.
Just... Yes, Mark. Say anything.
To try Shakespeare again.
And that's my answer.
Oh, sneaky tactic, Mark. And I like it. Dawn, are you ready?
Bring it on. You don't scare me, Hamish.
Who was the leader of Germany during the First World War?
The answer is... Kaiser...
Gestel.
Sose. Boom! See you at the bottom, bitches!
What did she just say? Mark, we need to talk.
No prizes for guessing why you're here.
There'll be no prizes for anyone with Dawn in our team. She's going to ruin my Kenny revenge.
If you only get questions about managing the sheer portfolios of an internationally diverse client base, you're laughing.
This is not the interview stage of The Apprentice, Mark. This is Eggheads.
I know.
Eggheads!
I know.
Eggheads!
I know! Look, I've tried talking to her, but she really, really wants this. And she's got Brexiteer confidence, unshakable despite the evidence.
Kenny's team were one question away from beating the Eggheads. So we need to actually beat them. I'm sorry, but we're dropping Dawn and bringing in Brennan.
But what about the isolation booth?
I'll bring some nitrous oxide from the dental practice. He'll come across a bit weird, but well, it's Brennan. That would happen anyway.
Oh, she'll be heartbroken and very angry.
Maybe tell her in a public place then.
What, me? No chance. I like being married.
Really? Well, good. Because you said you were going to be honest with her about what you want. You don't want her in this team any more than I do.
I don't want her to embarrass herself.
Then do this for her. If you were the weak link, she'd ditch you in a heartbeat, wouldn't she?
She did lock me in that escape room.
See? Maybe she'll even respect you afterwards.
You think?
Why not? It's the first time for everything.
Dawn? Dawn?
It's 3 in the morning.
I know, but... I need to talk to you about something. About the quiz.
I know what this is.
You do?
Kaiser Soze? He's the usual suspects guy, isn't he?
He is, yes.
I only realised later on when I dropped my coffee cup. Why did nobody say anything?
I don't know. You were so confident.
There you go, then. You don't need to worry about me getting a few questions wrong. Because even if I do, Jonathan Ross will think I'm right.
Jonathan Ross?
He's the host of Eggheads, dummy.
Jeremy Vine is the host of Egg Heads.
Really? Well, I hope he does a better job of that than he did trying to be Prime Minister.
You're not in the team anymore.
I'm what?
Brendan's going to take your place. You've been dropped. It was Francis's call. He's got himself in a right state about this Kenny situation.
So why is he not telling me himself? Because you agree with him.
Well, you wouldn't want to go on TV and get everything wrong, would you?
I don't care. I want to give it a go. That's the whole point of it. That's the point of anything.
But it's a team game.
I know that.
Really? Because it was that incident with the escape room and...
Oh, right. Sounds like you and the others have had a right old sesh complaining about me.
I never complained about you.
You didn't stick up for me, though, did you?
Dawn.
Go to sleep, Mark. You've got a big day tomorrow.
Dawn, I didn't expect to see you today.
You still need a reserve, don't you?
And we're all very appreciative of you filling that vital role. Right, guys?
I always appreciate a filled role.
We will never forget your sacrifice, Dawn.
Sorry I took your place, Dawn. Hope there's no hard feelings.
You better not be laughing at me, Brennan. I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, that's my fault. I was feeling anxious about today and overdid the laughing gas a smidgen.
I'm upset, Dawn. I'm so sorry.
Maybe you should go and get some fresh air. Go on ahead of us and we'll catch you up in a few minutes.
Great. Great idea, Mark. I really don't think this is good for me.
He'll be fine by the time the quiz kicks off.
And if he's not, we've got Dawn standing by, ready and able.
Stop it.
Well, ready, certainly. Talking of which, we should get going now too.
The door won't open. Brennan's locked us in. Oh,
look, somebody phone him. Now!
I'll do it.
Oh, great. He's left his phone here. Now what do we do?
I won't have Kenny thinking I chickened out of Eggheads.
Ha ha! Looks like you don't have much choice.
Are you behind this? Is some kind of petty revenge?
Dawn would totally do that, but I don't think she's done that on this occasion. Have you?
No. But again, thanks for the support, honey.
How are we going to get out of here?
Maybe there's a spare key in the till.
Just a bit of paper with a picture and some writing on it.
It's called money, Robbie. Come on, man.
No, I'll read it to you. Stop, look, listen, and then a big kiss.
It's a clue. Brennan's escape room. He must have set it up already.
Which means there's a key in here somewhere.
We don't have time for this. Oh, it's like being trapped in a nightmare.
Inception.
Does anyone have any ideas? Dawn?
Me? No. I mean, you guys are way smarter than me. How could a dum-dum like me possibly...
Please, Dawn. Eggheads. Kenny. I need this.
Oh, it's the green cross code. The kiss is a cross, the cross is an X, so X marks the spot. You need to stop what you're doing, look and listen.
All I can hear is the fridge.
Then check the fridge.
Robbie, is a key in there?
No, but there's some chocolate milk in the freezer section.
Don't drink it, Sue. We don't have the key for the toilet.
Oh, good save.
Are there any other clues?
Well, the key's in the bottle, but that's not really a clue, is it?
It's what? Oh, for God's sake, Brennan's frozen the key into the milk.
That's so like Brennan. The other day I found some toenails in my frappuccino.
We need to melt the milk. Turn the coffee machine on.
Oh, that won't work. It takes forever.
Should we pour something hot on it?
I don't need Robbie. Sorry.
Oh, it's taken ages to heat up.
We don't have ages. We'd be quicker huddling together and melting it with our body heat.
I've got PTSD from our last huddle.
Come on. Five of us together. We'll be roasty toasty in no time.
Oh. Dawn, are you joining in?
I think Sue meant four of you. I'm not needed, remember?
Dawn, I was wrong. We wouldn't even have this key if it wasn't for you. Please join our huddle. Give us your warmth.
Come on,
Dawn. Please, Dawn.
Guys, she doesn't have to do it if she doesn't want to.
Oh, scooch over then. Let's melt this together and pray it is actually chocolate milk.
What kept you lot? I've been on my own here, fending off thirsty TV people asking about Robbie.
See? TV people are lovely, Sue. Told you I wouldn't need your pepper spray.
We were stuck in your escape room.
Oh, great. You owe me £75 plus tip.
You can take it out of my dry cleaning bill.
We can sort this out after we've mended my broken heart.
Oh.
Shut up, Sue. Is everyone ready?
Francis Gasmay.
Hold on. I want Dawn to take my place on the team.
No, you don't.
No, you really don't.
I do. Dawn didn't want to help us, but she still got us here on time. And after the way we treated her, the way I treated her, nobody would have blamed you for not helping.
I would have. But Kenny would say that's my problem.
That's sweet of you, but you want to be on TV almost as much as I do.
I want both of us to be on it. But this whole thing just proves that doing what we both want isn't always going to work. And if you want to embarrass yourself on TV...
Watch it.
Who am I to get in your way?
But you're one of our best players.
Well, no one else is offering to step aside. And it doesn't look like they will. So I've decided to compromise with myself.
That reminds me of a dream I didn't have.
What about Francis?
Francis is in competition with someone he loves, and it's making him miserable. I don't want that to happen to us.
But I won't be miserable if I win.
Maybe not. But if there's one thing I've learned throughout this whole ordeal, it's that my relationship means more to me than yours does.
Me too.
Ugh, great. Pass me the gas, Brennan. We've already lost.
Get over yourself, Francis. We can beat the eggheads if we do the same thing we did in the escape room.
Grip hug.
No!
Damn it.
We need to work as a team, led by me.
She's right. Go! Team, I thought you were going to join in.
Dawn, all the easy riders have fallen. Only you remain.
Ha! Losers! Oh, sorry, guys.
I don't think they've taken it personally. Look at Brennan there, still laughing away.
He might never stop.
On your own, you've answered a string of financial questions that stumped our eggheads.
That was my strategy, Jonathan. Get extremely lucky.
I've asked your final question, but before we find out your answer, talk me through your thought process.
It's pretty simple. Wales is like whales, and swans swim in the sea.
No!
Well, that is extraordinarily bad quizzing.
Saddle, with Mark, played by Greg McHugh. Dawn, by Lucy-Anne McAvoy. Brennan, by Richard Gatt. Francis, by Robin Lane. Sue, by Sally Reed. Robbie, by Jerry McLaughlin. Theo by Lucas Beattie and Jeremy Vine by Lewis McLeod. The producer was Gus Beattie. Saddled is a Gusman production for BBC Radio Scotland.